The Democratic Alliance has been speaking out against farm attacks for over two decades, but it was as we watched the attack numbers rising during this country-killing lockdown that we drew a line in the sand. This was because the police minister chose to forbid the patrolling systems the farm owners had set up over decades in an attempt to keep their families safe. There have been 21 murders and 147 attacks in these past 4 months alone. Our farmers are three times more likely to be murdered than a police officer. 2,000 of them left to farm in the USA over the past 3 months. Our farmers have turned Zambia into one of the top food exporters on the continent. And where are we? From 120,000 commercial farmers, we're down to 38,000. It's the isolation in rural areas that give criminals days and nights to torture a family to death. And these days, the perpetrators frequently steal nothing, not even a cell phone.